And now the game where we invite notable people on to answer questions about things they know nothing about. It's called Not My Job. Our guest today decided to make his first documentary almost 20 years ago because he had been fired from his last job. That was either, depending on your point of view, a very good thing or a national tragedy. He has since won an Oscar for his documentary Bowling for Columbine. His Fahrenheit 9/11 became the highest grossing and perhaps most controversial documentary ever made. His film Sicko opens nationwide next week. Michael Moore, welcome to Great Lake, Ontario.
Thank you.
Just because we can't afford to hire a fact checker, is that true? My understanding is you got fired by Mother Jones. You came back to Flint, Michigan. You're like, what am I going to do now? You're like, I'll make a movie.
That's it. I came back home. I got fired by a left-wing magazine on Labor Day. and went back home, and I was just sitting around like, you know, a typical person who doesn't have a job and watching TV. And on the television came the chairman of General Motors, and he said he was going to lay off another 30,000 people, 10,000 of which would be in Flint, my hometown. And so I thought, I should make a movie about that. And I don't know how that thought popped into my head, because I had no clue how to make a movie, and no film school or anything. And I'd gone to a lot of movies, so.
Yeah, well.
You know, I figured it can't be that hard.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Now,
that's why I tried out for the Dodgers. That is harder than it looks, actually. Yeah.
Now, what was great about that first movie, Roger Me, among many other things about it, was this sort of innocence you had from your anonymity. You were just this guy with a camera behind you, and you walked up and people talked to you and sometimes said amazing and embarrassing things to you, because who the heck were you? And that's one of the reasons it was such a great and successful film. But now you're Michael Moore, capital M, capital M. You know, big letters. Well, I guess it would always be capital M, capital M. But you know what I mean. Are you finding it difficult as you make your movies to get people to talk to you in the same way that you once were able to?
Yes and no. I mean, sometimes, people like to be in the movies.
Yeah.
And against their better judgment, they talk to me. Because they weigh the two, and being in the movies sounds more exciting than, you know.
Really?
But in this case, with this film, the pharmaceutical companies and the health insurance companies wanted nothing to do with me. And because they knew I was making this film, they sent out various internal memos to their staffs about how to deal with me should I show up.
Now, let's just stop for a second. The new movie is Sicko. It's about the health industry, the health.
Correct.
Health in America.
That is correct. And so, and some of these companies had in-service training sessions. One company hired a Michael Moore look-alike and how to deal with Michael Moore should he show up.
They had Michael Moore simulations.
It's true. Pfizer had a Michael Moore hotline, an actual number. If you worked at any of their regional offices, if I showed up, you were to call this number. And there's so many disgruntled employees at these companies. They would send me these memos, and so I actually put the Michael Moore hotline number up on my website, and told people to call it, and just whisper loudly into the phone, "He's in the building." But one of the companies hired a psychological profiler for their executive to profile me and then tell the executives, this is how, in case he ambushes you, this is how to get him off the subject. Because this guy came in and did this presentation, and he told them, if he corners you, get him talking about Detroit sports teams or compliment him on the recent weight he's lost.
Really?
And I read that, and I thought, damn, this guy is good. Because that would work.
This is so funny, because, we prepared some questions for you, and the last question, I'll show it to you, I've got it written down here. In case the interview wasn't going well, the last question is number 10. How about those Tigers? They're going to get past Cleveland this year?
Exactly.
You've made so many movies now that really have, people watch them, and I think it feels like there's someone sort of standing up for the little guy or the little person. Do people come up to you all the time and say, You here's what your next movie has to be. The kid who brings my paper always throws it in the bushes. Like, what are the worst ideas that people want you to blow the lid off of?
Oh, geez, there's so many of them. It does. It happens all the time. And in fact, there's a scene in the new movie where a father of his daughter was deaf, and his health insurance company would not pay for an implant in one of her ears. And so instead of waiting for me to do something about it, he wrote a letter to the president of the company and said, are you aware that Michael Moore is making a film, and have you ever been in a film before, thus implying that he and I were in cahoots with each other, and I was going to, you know, go to this company. Within 2 weeks, the company calls him up and says, oh, we're not only going to pay for the implant, we're here for you all the way. What can we do for your daughter? And when he did that, I thought, geez, all these people who want me to make a movie about this issue or that problem, maybe if I just gave like blanket permission to everybody to use my name and just say that I'll be coming next week to, you know, that town in Texas where they don't put up the railroad crossing, and just, you know, they can just carte blanche use my name, and I can just stay at home and watch sports.
Michael Moore, we are so delighted to have you with us, and we're delighted that so far we're on your good side. Until now, because we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Oh, behave!
We wanted to ask you questions about something you know nothing about, and since you're pretty good at barging in on people, corporate boardrooms, pestering people to get your answers, we decided to quiz you about polite society. Etiquette. Get two of these three questions right, and even your many fans will be surprised. You'll also win Carl Castle's voice in the home answering machine of one of our listeners. Carl, who is Michael Moore playing for?
Michael is playing for Carly Brisbane of Salt Lake City.
Well, we are going to start you off with no less of an etiquette expert than George Washington, father of our country. At the age of 15, he copied out in his own hand something called the Rules of Civility and Decent Behavior in Company and Conversation. Among them was which important rule? A. If challenged to a duel, stand with the left side of the body exposed to the opponent and wait for him to shoot. If he tries to, quote, mortally wound or slay you, unquote, only then may you shoot at him. Or is it B? If you are in good company and you see any, quote, thick spittle or filth, put your foot dexterously upon it. Or C, if your wig becomes askew at a social function, quote, create a pretext to lower yourself under or behind the table or board, and then address the fault.
Well, I'm going to go with B, because I think when you're 15, spittle is a very active part of your daily.
Yeah, something you think about. You're correct. The answer was, in fact, B, the spittle. Washington also advised that if you see any vermin or fleas on the clothes of your companions, quote, remove it privately. Very good, Michael. Here's your next question. Travelers to Victorian England expressed surprise at what would happen to them when they visited English homes. What? A, all visitors, no matter what their age or sex, would be kissed full on the lips by the host or homeowner. B, all visitors, again, no matter what their age or sex, would be given a full tankard of beer upon arriving. Or C, if the skirt on any woman did not reach down to the floor, she would immediately be given a kind of personal curtain to hang around her waist.
It's definitely the skirt, and I would definitely think it's that. They brought in the curtain so that you couldn't see toes.
Flash of ankle or whatever.
Ankle or whatever.
And actually, it was the kissing on the lips.
No way.
Apparently, really? There are some journals of travelers to England who were surprised by the fact that as soon as they walked in, they got a big smack right in the kisser by old Mr. Gladstone or whoever it happened to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had a lot of spittle, probably.
Exactly. Again, a common theme. All right, now this is very dramatic because you're 1 for 2. You get this last one right, you will win our prize. If you don't, you won't. Last question is about modern etiquette. You've traveled the world, so you probably know which of these foreign customs is true. A, at a business meeting or social gathering in Finland, you may well be expected to sauna naked. B, at a meal in Myanmar, formerly Burma, it is a high compliment to burp after the meal, but the highest compliment you can pay the host is to vomit it back up. Or C, in modern Papua New Guinea, people visiting a VIP of any kind are expected to bring the most valuable gift in that culture, a can of hickory smoke flavored Spam.
I'm going to go with A.
The sauna, yes, as they say in Finland. Yes, the sauna.
Yes.
You're right. That's what they do. Wow. Anybody going to Finland, start working out now because you could be asked to drop trow on short acquaintance. Carl, how did Michael do in our quiz?
Ah, Michael had two correct answers, Peter. So, Michael, you win for Carly Brisbane.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah.
By the way, what does Chase really stand for? It's a bank, right?
It is a bank. Chase, yeah, Chase National Bank.
Okay.
They own the building we're in.
They do.
Very fine and kind hosts and sponsors of our
Broadway. Truly, truly one of the greatest corporations.
Yes, really. As a matter of fact, and
somewhere upstairs, a vice president is reaching for the bourbon.
Exactly. It's like Michael Moore's in our building. And they had trained with their own Michael Moore simulator, and it didn't work. You snuck in anyway. Michael Moore is the Academy Award-winning filmmaker of Roger and Me, Bowling for Columbine, and the most successful documentary of all time, Fahrenheit 9/11. His new movie, Sicko, opens around the country on June 29th. Go see it. Michael Moore, thank you so much for joining us.